Anibal. You and me.
Okay, Anibal, got ya.
Yeah.
Thank you, kindness.
Wait a second, huh?
No noise, please.
Anibal.
Okay, we're gonna... So we said we're gonna read again from the first chapter of the first canto is the text number 12.
Oh? Bhagavatam, huh?
Okay. Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, first chapter, the questions by the sages, and text number 12.
Okay, got it. Sorry. Please, can you repeat?
This first canto, yep. chapter 1, questions by the sages, text number 12.
12, okay. Okay, 今天我们来讲圣典博伽瓦禅第一篇第一章圣人们的询问第十二十节. Okay.
Sutta
Janasi
Badramte Bhagavan Sattvatam Pati
Devakyam
Vasudevasya Jata
Yasya
Tikirchaya Suta Janasi Badramte
Suta Janasi Badramte
Bhagavam Sattvatam Pati
Bhagavam Sattvatam Pati
Devakyam Vasudevasya
Devakyam Vasudevasya
Jato Yasya Chikirshaya
Jato Yasya Chikirshaya
Suta Janasi Badramte
Suta Janasi Badramte
Bhagavam Sattvatam Pati
Bhagavam Sattvatam Pati
Devakyam Vasudevasya
Devakyam Vasudevasya
Jato Yasya Chikirshaya
Jato Yasya Chikirshaya
Suta Janasi Badramte
Suta Janasi Badramte
Bhagavam Sattvatam Pati
Bhagavam Sattvatam Pati
Devakyam Vasudevasya
Devakyam Vasudevasya
Jato Yasya Chikirshaya
Jato Yasya Chikirshaya
Suta
Goswami
Janasi
你知道
Badramte
所有的祝福归于你
Bhagavan
人格守神
Sattvatam
纯洁奉献者的
Pati
保护者
Devakyam
在戴瓦克伊的子宫中
Vasudevasya
有 Vasudeva
Jata
生于
Yasya
为了
Sikirshaya
执行
Translation and purport by Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada
译文和要旨由圣帕布帕德提供译文 Shuddha Goswami 我们祝福您 您知道人格守神 在Devaki 子宫中显现 当Vasudeva 之子的 真正目的
要旨
Bhagavan 的意思是控制着一切财富、力量、声望、美丽、知识和气绝的全能的神。他是纯粹奉献者的保护者。神虽然平等对待众生，但对他的奉献者尤其关心。梵文词 Sat 的意思是绝对真理，为绝对真理服务的人称为 Sattvata。 保护这种纯粹奉献者的人格守神就是 Sattvata 的保护者。在这节诗中，圣人们说祝福您 Bhajamte， 表明他们渴望从讲述者那里了解绝对真理。圣主 Krishna 至尊人格守神显现在 Vasudeva 的妻子 Devaki 的子宫中。 Vasudeva 是至尊主显现其中的超然状态的象征。译文啊， Shuddha Goswami， 我们祝福您，您知道人格守神在 Devaki 子宫中显现当 Vasudeva 之子的真正目的。
Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnana Jana Shalakaya Shakshumilitam Jnana Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah Namah Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namine Namaste Sarasati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunavadi Pashita Dejatarine Chaitanya Mano Bhistam Stapitam Yanna Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Panchakalpataru Vyacha Kripa Sindhu Vyaye Vacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namah Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So we decided to go back to the first chapter so we can analyze. This verse today describes the third question that the sages of Naimisharanya asked Suta Goswami.
所以我们现在今天决定学这个第一篇的第一章第十二节呢，是因为在这里呢是有 Naimisharanya 森林里面的圣者向 Suta Goswami 提出的第三个问题。
For Haribol.
Okay, I'm here.
For those who have been with us from the very beginning, there were six questions that were asked by the sages of Naimisharanya to Srila Suta Goswami.
那些一开始就学习的人，他们知道。Naimisharanya 森林里面的圣者呢，总共提出了六个问题。
Three of these questions actually they directly refer to Krishna.
其中的三个问题呢，直接与 Krishna 有关。
Three of these questions relate directly with Krishna.
有三个问题和 Krishna 有关。
So here we have this third question is related. They are asking why, what was the purpose, why Krishna appeared as the son of Devaki and Vasudev.
那么在这个问题里面呢，圣者们提问说，为什么 Krishna 要出生在 Vasudeva 和 Devaki 的家中呢？
Then they wanted to know about the pastimes that Krishna performs when he assumes the form of Brahma and Rudra and Brahma and Shiva for the purpose of creating and maintaining the universes.
然后呢，他们还之后他们还问了为什么 Krishna 要以这个Brahma Sutra 这个形象。
No, Brahma, Shiva.
Brahma, Shiva 等等这些形象。
Performs the activities of creation and maintaining the universes.
显现来执行创造以及维护这个宇宙的这个事情。
They asked also Sutta Goswami to describe Lord Krishna's incarnations within the material universe.
同时呢，他们也请求Sutta Goswami 呢向他们描述 Krishna 在物质世界显现的化身的种种活动。
And they actually, there's another question, the sixth question they also asked when Krishna, now that Krishna was leaving the planet,or had left the planet because it was 5,000 years ago. Now that Krishna has left the planet, where has religion taken shelter of?
同时他们也问了一个问题，就是当 Krishna 离开这个星球的时候就是像现在Krishna 已经离开5000年了，在这样的情况下呢，宗教呢在哪里寻求庇护？
Because Krishna is the personification of religion.
因为 Krishna 就是宗教的人格化身。
So they were worried since Krishna had left the planet where religion could be found.
所以他们在担心当 Krishna 离开后真正的宗教原则在哪呢？
So four questions are related with Krishna.
所以实际上有四个问题是和 Krishna 有关的。
So in the first nine cantos of Srimad Bhagavatam, Sutta Goswami is going to deal with all the incarnations, the activities of the different incarnations of Krishna.
所以呢，在圣典博伽瓦坛第一篇到第九篇 ，Sutta Goswami 讲述的都是有关Krishna 的种种不同化身的事迹。
All the different incarnations within this material world.
在这个世界里面显现的 Krishna 的种种化身。
He also, in these nine cantos, we also hear about the activities of Vishnu, Brahma and Shiva.
同时呢，在第九篇呢，我们也听到聆听到一些有关Vishnu, Brahma 和 Shiva 的种种活动。
We are in charge of the creation, maintenance and destruction of the universes.
他们呢，这三个主神呢，被认为是控制着宇宙的创造、维持和毁灭。
But then on the tenth canto, which comprises about one third of the all Srimad Bhagavatam, in the tenth canto,The description is about the pastimes of Krishna.
但是到了第十篇，这个第十篇呢，占整个圣典博伽瓦坛的三分之一重，里面全部描述了有关 Krishna 的逍遥时光。
It shows very clearly this is the most important part of the Srimad Bhagavatam.
他清楚地向人们展示这一部分。是圣典博伽瓦坛中最最重要的部分。
And this is what the sages of Naimisharanya wanted to hear. They wanted to hear about Krishna's pastimes.
这就是奈米萨兰雅森林里面的圣者渴望聆听的，他们渴望聆听 Krishna 的逍遥时光。
So the major portion of the Srimad Bhagavatam is dedicated to the birth, the appearance and the pastimes of Krishna.
所以整个圣典博伽瓦坛呢，都以 Krishna 的显现，还有他的种种逍遥活动作为主题。
So here in this question, they are very very curious. They are very interested to know why Krishna appeared in the womb of Devaki as the son of Vasudeva.
所以在这里呢，圣者们非常好奇，他们想知道为什么 Krishna 要做这个 Vasudeva 的儿子，出生在 Devaki 的子宫中呢？
why Krishna, why Krishna in his original form came into this material world.
为什么 Krishna 要以他最原本的形象展示在这个物质世界呢？
So we all know that Krishna appeared in this world due to the devotion of Vasudeva and Devaki.
那么我们都知道呢Krishna 在这个世界显现呢是因为 Devaki 和 Vasudeva 所从事的奉爱服务的原因。
In the previous lives, already Krishna had appeared as their sons in different incarnations.
那么在这一对夫妻的前世前几个生世中 Krishna 都曾经以他们的儿子的身份显现化身显现。
Vasudeva and Devaki in previous lives were Kardama Muni and Devahuti.
这两对夫妻在前一世呢他们的名字叫 Kardama Muni 和 Devahuti。
Devahuti.
Devahuti.
And their son was Vamanadeva.
他们生下来的儿子名叫 Vamana Dev.
And in other previous life, they had come as Prishni and Sutapa, and their son was called Prishni Garba.
那么在前一世呢，他们的名字叫
Prishni Garba.
Prishni Garba.
And Vasudeva and Devaki, they were called Sutapa and Prishni.
Vasudeva, Devaki, 他们被称为 Sutapa, Prishni.
And now this is the third time that Krishna is going to appear as their son.
所以这一次呢已经是第三次了 Krishna 再一次以他们的儿子的身份显现。
But because of their great devotion, now Krishna is going to appear in his original form.
但是呢，因为回报他们的奉爱服务呢 ，Krishna 以他自己最原本的形象显现。
So Krishna first took birth from Devaki and Vasudeva.
所以 Krishna 首先呢，出生在这个 Devaki 和 Vasudeva 家中。
There is a correction. When they appeared as Kardama Muni and Devahuti, their son was Kapila Muni, not Vamanadeva.
纠正一下前面说的，当这对夫妻以
Kardama Muni and Devahuti
和 Devahuti 这个身份显示的时候呢。他们的儿子的名字是
Kapila Muni
是 Kapila Muni 是 Kapila Muni
I mentioned Vamanadeva but it was a mistake
前面说是 Vamanadeva 这是不对要纠正一下是 Kapila Muni
So now he's appearing as in his original form as Krishna in the womb of Devaki
那么现在呢 Krishna 以他最原本的形象呢已经出现在 Devaki 的子宫中
So he appears as in the womb of Devaki first he appeared in the mind of Devaki sorry first he appeared in the mind of Vasudev
那么首先呢他是先显现在 Vasudeva 的心意之中
Vasudeva means the pure state of mind
Vasudeva 的本意就是心意的最纯洁的层面状态
OK, I'm here
OK
So, he appeared Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna, I'm here
Are you still there?
Yeah, can you hear
Sorry,
me?
Sorry, it's a problem Yeah, I can hear you So, Krishna appears asNow appears is in original form from the first he appears in the mind of Vasudev.
So Krishna 以他最原本的形象呢首先是显现在 Vasudeva 的心意之中。
Vasudeva means the pure state of mind.
Vasudeva 的意思就是心意的纯洁，最纯净的状态。
So because Vasudeva was a very pure devotee of the Lord,
那因为 Vasudeva 呢，他是主的非常纯粹的奉献者。
Perfect devotee.
是完美的奉献者。
So naturally, Krishna first he appeared in his mind.
所以 Krishna 首先显现在他的心意之中。
Is any problem there?
My son just come back. Anyway, he goes.
Tell your mother to take him.
Yeah, he's gone. He's gone.
Please.
Yeah. Sorry.
Because I'm seeing you are cutting off and there's
yes.
many people here. I already interrupted and the whole thing is beginning not in a very nice way.
Sorry, very sorry.
Today is a very special day.Where devotees are all assembled to try to hear more about Krishna, so we have to offer them this service in a nice way.
Yes.
So, from the mind of Vasudev, Krishna was transferred to the womb of Devaki.
所以呢，就从 Vasudeva 的心意中呢 ，Krishna 就转移到了 Devaki 的子宫中。
And when Krishna was in the womb of Devaki.The demigods, they got to know that, and they all came there invisible in the prison house of Kamsa where Devaki and Vasudeva were, and they were circumambulating Devaki and offer prayers to Krishna in their womb.
那么当 Krishna 出现在 Devaki 的子宫中的时候，所有的半神人呢，都以不能看得见的形象呢，出现在这个 Devaki。出现在堪萨的监狱里，去向他供奉祷文。
So they all knew that Krishna was going to appear.
所以他们都知道 Krishna 将要显现了。
And they were very eager to welcome Krishna.
而且他们非常渴望的来迎接 Krishna.
Because the demigods are all devotees.
因为所有的半神人都是奉献者。
So the demigods have been always, they always know about activities of Vishnu within the material world.
那么半神人们呢，他们总是了解到 Vishnu 在物质世界的活动。
But they don't see the pastimes of Krishna so often within the material world.
但是他们没有办法在物质世界里经常看到Krishna 的活动
because Krishna comes very rarely.
因为 Krishna 很少来
So they are very eager, the demigods are very eager to welcome Krishna and be witnesses of Krishna's pastimes.
所以这些半神人们呢，都非常渴望地迎接 Krishna 的到来，渴望见证这个时刻。
And for those fortunate of you who read Krishna book very regularly, you all know that after many Krishna's pastimes, we see the demigods in the sky sounding music instruments and glorifying Krishna and throwing flowers. In many situations, Krishna kills demons on the rasa dance. So many pastimes of Krishna.The demigods are there in the sky and they are glorifying Krishna and throwing flowers.
那么如果你们有谁呢能够幸运的曾经多次阅读这个 Krishna 的故事这个书的人呢就会知道就会看到呢在 Krishna 显现的时候在每次在 Krishna 杀死很多恶魔的时候呢这些半神人们都在天空中见证这一切。他们会在上面唱歌跳舞并且抛洒鲜花。
So that means that the demigods are constantly following Krishna's pastimes within this planet Earth.
这就意味着这些所有半神人们呢他们都非常紧密地跟随着主Krishna 观察着他所有的活动。
So it means that there is a special attraction for Lord Krishna.
这就意味着主 Krishna 有特别的吸引力。
So, but we hear that when Krishna came out from the womb of Devaki and appeared outside of them, outside of her, he had a form of Vishnu with four arms.
但是我们也知道，当 Krishna 在 Devaki 的子宫中出生的那一刻呢，他是以 Vishnu 的形象显现的。
Of course, he didn't take birth like an ordinary child with all this blood and crying.
当然，他没有像一个普通的孩子那样出生到处都身上沾满鲜血，而且呢大声的哭喊，没有那样。
So immediately appeared outside of her womb, and he had a original form of Vishnu.
所以呢，他是立即就以这个 Vishnu 的形象呢，就出现在身体以外了。
So at that time they were afraid. They were afraid if Kamsa would know that he was born and he was there in a form of Vishnu, then he would come and certainly try to kill him.
这些半神人们呢，他们很担心这个 Kamsa 发生了。
You're not talking about the demigods. You're talking about Vasudeva and Devaki.
Oh, Vasudeva and Devaki. Okay. 那么 Vasudeva 和 Devaki 呢，他们很担心这个 Kamsa 会发现 Krishna 的出生，因为 Kamsa 可能会立即过来把这个婴儿杀掉。
Of course, Kamsa cannot kill Vishnu.But because they are in a mood of parents, they are protective, so they think, oh, if Kamsa knows that Vishnu had appeared and Vishnu is supposed to kill him, so he will immediately come here to try to kill Vishnu.
当然这个 Kamsa 是没有办法杀掉 Vishnu 的，但是呢，因为 Vasudeva 和 Devaki 呢，他们是以一种父母之爱的心情来对待 Krishna 的，所以他们本能的就担心，就是说如果 Kamsa 发现的话，他就会企图会过来杀掉孩子。
So they asked the Lord to assume a form of a normal baby.
所以他们就请求主以一个婴儿的形象显现。
Because if you would be in a form of a normal baby, maybe Kamsa would not kill him.
他们在想，如果 Krishna 以一个婴孩的形式显现的话，也许 Kamsa 不会杀掉他。
So that form of Krishna was not the original form of Krishna.
所以那一个形象呢，并不是 Krishna 的最原本形象。
Because Vasudeva and Devaki, they were not worshipping Krishna, they were worshipping particularly the form of Vishnu.
因为 Vasudeva 和 Devaki 他们并没有直接的崇拜 Krishna， 他们崇拜的是 Vishnu 的形象。
So that's why he first appeared as Vishnu, so they could know that he was their son, but he was the Vishnu himself.
所以主一开始显现的时候呢，是以 Vishnu 的形象显现的，因为他为了让 Devaki 和 Vasudeva 知道他们生出来的孩子就是 Vishnu.
So then, by the order of Yoga Maya, by the arrangement of Yoga Maya, Vasudeva received the instruction to bring the baby to Gokula and to put under the protection of Yashoda.
然后呢，就在这个 Yoga Maya 的安排下呢，这个孩子呢就被带到去带到 Yashoda 妈妈的保护之下。
So they, because there they would stay in the prison house of Kamsa, and Kamsa the next day would see the baby and would probably kill the baby.
因为如果这个孩子一直待在这个 Kamsa 的监狱里的话，如果第二天 Kamsa 来的话，他可能会杀掉这个孩子。
Kamsa knew that the hate child, the hate son of Devaki would be the cause of his death.
这个 Kamsa 呢，他知道这个第八个这个 Devaki Vasudeva 的第八个孩子呢，将会是杀掉他的那个人。
So this was Krishna was the child.
所以 Krishna 就是这个孩子。
So the Yoga Maya, he freed, he by made the chains that were keeping Vasudeva captive in jail. They were broken, and the prison cell opened, and all the guards were very deep asleep.
所以呢，就在这个 Yoga Maya 的安排下呢，那个锁住 Vasudeva 的这个锁链呢，就自动的断开了。然后那个监狱的门呢，也被自动打开。同时呢，所有的看守呢，都安排睡着了。
So they, and then when he went outside carrying Krishna in a basket over his head, yet to cross the Jamuna River.
然后当他把 Krishna 扛在头上，要出去的时候呢，他必须要渡过那个 Yamuna 河。
Before he arrived to the Jamuna River was a big storm and torrential rain start pouring.
那么他们一出门的时候呢？当时就已经是下了暴雨。
So, Ananta Shesha, who is always serving Krishna in many ways, is Lord Balaram. Lord Balaram, in the form of Ananta Shesha, came and was protecting Vasudeva and Krishna.
所以当时呢，这个 Balarama 他以这个 Ananta Shesha 这个蛇的这个形象呢，就来保护 Krishna。
Making like an umbrella, so neither Vasudeva nor Krishna would be wet by the torrential rain.
那么这个 Ananda Shesha 呢，他就把他的头棚啊，就撑起来，像一把雨伞一样挡在这个 Vasudeva 的头上。这样的话，雨水呢不会淋到婴儿。
And then they approached Jamuna because of the storm, the waves in the Jamuna.Were very dangerous.
当他们来到亚穆纳河畔的时候呢，看到因为雨水的原因呢，这个亚穆纳河这个、河流汹涌。
There was no boatman at that time to help them cross.
而且那个时候也没有任何的这个船夫能够带他们过去。在半夜。
And actually, it was impossible to use any boat because the waves of the Jamuna was very, 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 very turbulent.
而且实际上那个时候根本船也没有办法渡过去，因为亚穆纳河的这个浪花是非常的大。
So again, by the arrangement of Yoga Maya, the waters of the Jamuna they part away, and they make a path for Vasudeva to walk through.
然后呢，再一次呢。在这个 Yoga Maya 的安排下，这个亚穆纳河水呢就分开，让出一条道路，让Vasudeva 抱着 Krishna 走过去。
So when Krishna wants to achieve something, all of his energies they cooperate with him. No, there is no obstacle.
所以就是当 Krishna 想做某事的时候呢，他所有的能量都会协调一致的运作。就会没有任何的障碍。
So it explained that actually, from Yashoda in Gokula, she had given birth to twin children, a boy and a girl.
那么这里经典解释呢，实际上呢，这个Yashoda 呢，在河的对岸呢，她生下来一对双胞胎，是一男一女的双胞胎。
But she had given birth very late at night.
但是呢，她是在后半夜生的。
And she was alone in her room.
而且呢，她自己一个人。
And soon after giving birth to the twin babies, she felt asleep because she was very tired.
那么当她生下这一个双胞胎的时候呢，她非常疲惫，她就睡着了。
So when Vasudeva came there, she didn't even notice.
所以当 Vasudeva 来的时候呢，她甚至没有发现。
Actually, nobody noticed. It was very late in the night and the storm. Everybody was deep asleep.
实际上没有任何人发现这个事情，因为当时呢是在深夜过后，所有的人都在沉睡之中。
So Vasudeva took the Krishna born from Devaki, and that Krishna entered into the baby Krishna that was born from Yashoda.
Sorry, I didn't catch.
Vasudeva took the baby Krishna that was born from Devaki, and yes. that form of Krishna entered into the form of Krishna that was born from Yashoda.
Oh, okay. 然后呢，这个从 Devaki 身上出生的这个 Krishna 呢，就是被这个Vasudeva 抱过来的这个 Krishna， 他就进入到了。这个亚修达妈妈生出来的这个 Krishna 的身体里。
Because the baby Krishna that was born from Yashoda, he was the original Krishna from Vrindavan.
因为这个亚修达妈妈生出来的这个 Krishna, 他才是 Krishna 在 Vrindavan 的最原本的形象。
So when Krishna comes to the material world in his original form, all his expansions and his incarnations, they all come within himself, within his form, because he is the source of all different incarnations and expansions.
那么当 Krishna 化身显现在这个世界的时候呢，他的所有扩展，所有不同的扩展和能量呢，都会同时显现，都会在他的身体里同时显现出来，因为他就是源头。
Yeah, so now the form of Krishna that Vasudeva was carrying was Vishnu, was that a form of Vishnu that was transformed in a form of a baby. So that form of Vishnu entered in the form of Krishna because he is an expansion of Krishna.
所以呢现在呢 Vasudeva 抱过来的这一个 Vishnu 的这个小孩的形象呢就是 Vishnu 变的这个 Krishna,他就进入了亚苏达妈妈生出来的这个 Krishna 的身体里面，因为呢，这个 Vishnu 实际上就是 Krishna 的一个扩展。
So become one, become Krishna.
他们就合而为一了。
And the other child was a little girl.
那么亚苏达妈妈生出来的另外一个孩子呢，是一个女孩。
And that child.Child Vasudeva took with him back to the palace of Kamsa.
然后呢，Vasudeva 就把这个女孩抱着，把她带回了 Kamsa 的监狱。
So that baby girl is Krishna's sister because he was born with Krishna in the womb of Yashoda.
那么这个女婴呢，她就是 Krishna 的妹妹。因为他同样出生在亚苏达妈妈的出生于亚苏达妈妈。
So Krishna in his original form was there in the womb of Yashoda.
所以 Krishna 最原本的形象呢，他是在亚苏达妈妈的子宫中。
So he grew up under the care of Yashoda Mama and Nanda Maharaj.
然后呢，他也是在亚苏达妈妈和南达大军的照顾下成长的。
And Krishna only later on, at the age of 11 or 12 years old, Krishna goes to Mathura and meets his foster mother and father Vasudeva, or his original father and mother Devaki and Vasudeva.
那么直到后来的，到 Krishna 已经长到第11、12岁的时候呢。他们才离开 Vrindavan 去 Mathura 会见他的那另外一个生父生母，就是 Vasudeva 和 Devaki。
So Vasudeva and Devaki, they knew that Krishna that that Krishna was brought back to the womb of Yashoda.
So Vasudeva and Devaki, they all know that the original Krishna was in Yashoda, mother's womb.
But the Yashoda, Ananda Maharaj, and the inhabitants of Vrindavan, they didn't know nothing about this transfer of the babies.
但是呢, 亚苏达妈妈, 还有南达大君, Vrindavan的所有这些村民们呢, 他们对Krishna, 转换他的身体, 这样的事情呢, 一无所知。
But every time Nanda Maharaj used to go to Mathura to pay his taxes to the king, he would always meet Devaki, Vasudeva.
但是呢，每一次呢，当南达大军他去马图拉去向那个国王交税的时候呢，他都会遇到这个Vasudeva。
And Vasudeva would always ask about the welfare of Krishna and Balaram.
然后每次呢，Vasudeva都会询问有关 Krishna 和 Balarama 的事迹。
So he was very concerned about the welfare of Krishna and Balaram because he was, they originally took birth from him and Devaki.
他们非常关心 Krishna 和 Balarama, 因为呢, Krishna 呢, 原本呢, 也是在, Devaki 的子宫中出生的。
So they were also Devaki and Vasudeva children.
所以他们也同时 是 Vasudeva 和 Devaki 的孩子。
But they could not protect the children, so the children were given the protection of Yashoda and the Maharaj.
但是因为他们没有办法保护这些孩子，所以这些孩子呢，他们得到南达和 Yashoda 妈妈的保护。
So, and every time you hear the pastimes of Krishna killing demons,Actually, it's not Krishna in his original form that is Krishna the demons, but is the Vasudeva Krishna, the Krishna that appeared from Vasudeva and Devaki, that comes out in the form, manifests as the same form of Krishna and kills the demons.
所以每一次当我们听到 Krishna 杀掉恶魔的这个逍遥时光的时候呢，这个里面的这个 Krishna他们这个 Krishna 实际上并不是最原本的 Krishna 形象，而是由 Devaki 和 Vasudeva 生出来的这个 Krishna。
So means that Vasudeva Krishna, Vasudeva Krishna is a form of Vishnu that was born from Vasudeva and Devaki is within the body of Krishna. So he manifests the same form as Krishna, looks exactly as Krishna, and he performs the pastimes of killing demons.
意思就是说呢，由 Devaki 和 Vasudeva 生出来的这个 Vishnu 形象呢，它进入了 Krishna 的身体合而为一，而每次当 Krishna 杀恶魔的时候呢，就是这个同样的 Vishnu 它以 Krishna 一模一样的形象展示出来，然后去杀掉恶魔。
So nobody noticed that.
所以没有人注意到这一点。
But Krishna in original form, he does not do any activity like that as killing or doing things like that.
但实际上呢 ,Krishna 的最原本的形象呢他并不做这些种种活动他没有做这些活动没有杀恶魔等。
Krishna in his original form is only playing with his associates.
Krishna 的原本形象唯一的活动呢就是和他的连和他的那些同游们一起玩乐。
So all this killing of demons, starting by the demon Putana, they're all done by Krishna, but in his form as Vishnu.
所以所有的 Krishna 杀掉的所有恶魔，从 Putana 开始，都是由 Krishna 的这个Vishnu 的形象杀掉的。
And when Krishna goes to Mathura and then to Dwarka, it's actually not the original form of Krishna, but the form that appeared from the womb of Devaki and Vasudeva, called Vasudeva Krishna.
嗯，所以呢，最后呢，去到 Mathura 的那个 Krishna 和 Balarama， 去到 Dwarka 的那个Krishna 和 Balarama 呢，实际上呢，他们就是由 Vasudeva 和 Devaki 生出来的那个 Vishnu， 所以被称为 Vasudeva Krishna。
But in a form similar with Krishna.
这个形象呢，它是和 Krishna 一样的。
That's why it's explained that Krishna never leaves Vrindavan.
所以为什么经典里面解释说，真正的 Krishna 从来没有离开过 Vrindavan.
The original form of Krishna is eternally in Vrindavan with his associates.
这个永恒的这个 Krishna 的这个内在的形象呢，永远的留在 Vrindavan。
But when this form of Vasudeva Krishna goes to Mathura and Dwarka, then Krishna, it seems that he's not in Vrindavan, means he becomes unmanifest to the eyes of people in Vrindavan. It's not visible.
但是呢，当这个 Vasudeva Krishna这个形象，当他这个 Vishnu 的这个形象，当他去 Mathura 和 Dwarka 的时候，那么这个原本的 Krishna 看起来在 Vrindavan 已经是不展示出来了，也就是说 Vrindavan 的居民在那个时候呢，他们好像没有看到 Krishna。
That's why they were experiencing the feelings of separation.
然后他们就体验到一种与主分离的那种痛苦。
So this feeling of separation from Krishna is considered the highest manifestation of love and affection that the devotees have for Krishna within this material world.
那么这一种呢，感受到与主分离的这种感受呢，被认为是在这个物质世界里面奉献者所能够培养出来的一种最高的爱。
And this is what Lord Chaitanya and all the Acharyas preach as the topmost feeling of love for Krishna, is the feeling of separation from Krishna.
这也就是主 Chaitanya 还有以前的那些 Acharya 们所向我们推崇的，就是说对 Krishna 爱的最高的方式就是感受到与 Krishna 的分离。
Because when there is separation from the beloved,the feelings of love and affection increase.
因为当你感受到与你所爱的对象分离的时候呢，这种爱和情感呢都会增加。
Even in the material world, when two persons love each other and they are separated, because they are separated, their affection increases more.
那么就算在物质世界里也有这样的事例，当一对相爱的人分离的时候呢，他们之间的爱呢就增加了。
When they are in separation, they only tend to remember the good qualities of each other.
当他们相互分离的时候呢，他们倾向于记住对方的优秀的品质。
So Krishna and his devotees, the devotees of Krishna, always experience this feeling of separation from him.
所以 Krishna 的奉献者们呢，他们总是感受到这一种与主分离的这种感受。
When you meet somebody, you say, "Oh, I have seen Krishna. I see Krishna very often." Then he cannot be a real devotee.
如果你碰到一个人，他说，哦，我经常看到 Krishna， 那么这个没有，这个肯定不是一个很好的、很纯粹的奉献者。
Because you see great devotees like Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami.They were roaming in Vrindavan, crying all the time, "Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Is he here in the Yamuna? Is he in the Vamsivate? Is he in Govardhan? Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna?"
因为如果你看一看那些最纯粹的奉献者，像 Rupa Goswami 那些六 Goswami 那些人呢，他们总是在 Vrindavan 那里痛哭啊，他们大声的哭，他们在叫，说 Krishna 在哪 ？Krishna 在哪？他在不在 Yamuna 河？他在不在格瓦丹纳山等等，他们在寻找着 Krishna 在哪。
So means that they are experiencing separation from Krishna.
这个就意味着他们体验到的就是说他们 与 Krishna 分离，他们看不到 Krishna。
And because of that, their feeling of affection, love and affection is increasing, increasing.
因为正是因为这样呢，他们对 Krishna 的爱和情感总是不断的在增长。
So the inhabitants of Vrindavan, when Krishna left in his form as Vasudeva Krishna, they thought that Krishna was not there anymore.
所以这些 Vrindavan 的居民呢，当 Krishna 的那个 Vishnu 的形象，就是 Vasudeva Krishna, 离开 Vrindavan 的时候呢，他们以为真正的 Krishna 不在了。
So they were feeling so extreme separation from Krishna.
所以他们感受到一种非常强烈的一种分离感，就是。
And in their feelings of separation from Krishna, they were actually experience Krishna's presence all the time.
那么就在他们认为思念 Krishna 与 Krishna 分离的这种状态的时候呢，实际上呢，他们也体验到 Krishna， 他们无时无刻没有体验到 Krishna， 他们一直都体验到 Krishna。
So they were seeing Krishna in their feeling of separation. They were seeing Krishna everywhere.
所以就在他们这种分离的情感的状态下呢，他们却在所有的地方都看到 Krishna.
Amongst all the devotees who have the highest feeling of separation from Krishna is Srimati Radharani.
那么在所有包含着对 Krishna 分离的情感的奉献者当中呢，其中一个最优秀的就是圣 Radharani。
So Srimati Radharani is feeling so much separation from Krishna that is she always thinking of Krishna. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna?
那么这个 Srimati Radharani 呢，因为她总是在想念 Krishna， 她感觉到 Krishna 不在，所以她总是在想 Krishna 在哪 ？Krishna 在哪？
So when she sees a cloud, a rain cloud, because the rain cloud is dark like Krishna, she thinks, oh, it is Krishna, it is Krishna.
所以当她看到天上一个云朵，那个颜色和 Krishna 很接近的时候，她就会想，哦，这个就是 Krishna, 这就是 Krishna.
She sees a Tamal Krishna, because Tamal Krishna is dark, and she embraces Tamal Krishna, thinking it's Krishna.
当他看到那个 Tamal Krishna 这棵树的时候呢，因为这个树的颜色呢
Tamal tree
他看到这个树的颜色和 Krishna 的肤色很相近，他以为这个就是 Krishna， 他就会去拥抱他，他说哦，这就是 Krishna， 这个就是 Krishna。
So this is very difficult for us to understand.
当然这样的层面对我们来说是很难理解的。
But it's considered the highest feeling of affection for Krishna.
但是呢，这被认为是对 Krishna 爱的一种最高的一种感受。
And in that great affection and separation, they experience actually Krishna's presence at every moment.
实际上呢，当奉献者以这种分离的感觉到 Krishna 不在的这种感受去思念 Krishna 的时候呢， Krishna 实际上无处不在。
So Krishna came 5,000 years ago, because he wanted to experience, to give to the world opportunity to witness his very affectionate dealings with his devotees of Vrindavan.
所以呢，在五千年前 ，Krishna 在 Vrindavan 显现的时候呢，他的一个目的就是为了给世人见证他与奉献者之间的那种非常非常至高的这种纯粹爱的关系。
Because this type of pastime, this type of dealings with his devotees in Vrindavan, this is what gives Krishna the most pleasure.
因为呢，这一段逍遥时光就是 Vrindavan 奉献者对 Krishna 所包含的这种心态，实际上是给 Krishna 带来了最大的快乐。
Krishna in Vrindavan, because the mood of these devotees is so full of sweetness, so much affection, Krishna completely loses track of his position as God.
那么正是因为这个 Vrindavan 的奉献者对 Krishna 所包含的那种爱是如此的深厚令 Krishna 完全忘记了他是神的这个身份。
Because they have so much affection, They don't see Krishna as God.
同时呢，因为 Vrindavan 的居民对神有对 Krishna 有那么深厚的爱，他们也没有把 Krishna 当作神来爱。
It's like a president of a country. A president of a country is glorified by all the citizens and respect with so much veneration by everybody.
打个比方，就好像一个国家的总统，一个国家的总统呢，他会受到众人的崇敬啊，赞扬。
Everybody offers a special respect. Everybody has a certain fear.
啊，每个人对他都包含着敬畏啊，向他致以一定的敬意。
But when the president goes home,
但是当这个总统回家的时候
，and he meets his family, intimate family members, he forgets completely that he is the president of the country.
当他和他的家庭成员相处的时候，他完全忘记了他是总统的这种身份。
Because he becomes completely overpowered by the sweetness of the affection of his family members.
因为他完全被他家庭成员所展示出来的那种爱的关系呢，啊，征服了。
His mother is not going to call him Mr. President.
比如说他的妈妈可不会叫他总统先生。
He's going to call him by his nickname, his small name of child.
他的妈妈会叫他的小名，叫他小的时候他的名字。
The wife is not going to call him by Mr. President.
他的妻子也不会叫他总统先生。
He's going to call my dear, my darling.
他的妻子会叫他哦，亲爱的。
The children, they are not calling the president Mr. President.
他们的孩子也不会叫他总统先生。
Hey, Baba, Baba.
他会叫他爸爸，爸爸。
So at home, the president he forgets he is the president.
所以啊，这个总统当他在家里的时候呢，他就完全忘记了自己总统的身份。
And in that situation, he experienced surrounded by so much affectionate persons, the president experienced the greatest satisfaction.
所以呢。当他在家里的时候，他所体验到的那种种种爱的关系呢，要比他在做总统的时候体验的要好得多。
So, Krishna is God at home.
所以 Krishna 就是在家里的神，神在家里那个形象。
Yes. God is at home, and Vishnu is God in office.
Vishnu 呢？就是神在办公室里的形象。
Means is working, is the master, is the controller, is the creator, the maintainer.
意味着他在工作，他是主人，他是控制者等等啊，他是维持者。
Is the creator, the controller of everything.
他是创造者，他是一切万物的维护者。
But when he's at home.There's no such activities.
但当他在家的时候呢，他就没有这样的活动了。
Krishna in Vrindavan is at home.
所以，在 Vrindavan 的 Krishna 就是神在家里的形象。
He just wants to spend his time with his devotees.
他只是想和他的奉献者们共度快乐的时光。
And they have very intimate, affectionate dealings with them.
而且他们之间啊，每一个相互之间的关系呢，都非常的亲密。
With his mother and father.
他和他的父母。
With the elder gopas and the elder gopis, who act also as their mothers and fathers.
还有那些啊，比他年纪大的牧牛童和牧牛女，以及他们的父母。
With his brother, with his coward boys, friends.
和他的兄弟，和他的那些牧牛童伙伴们。
With the cows.
和牛的关系。
And other animals in the forest.
还有森林里面的其他的动物的关系。
With Shrimati Radharani and the gopis.
和 Shrimati Radharani 还有其他牧牛姑娘的关系。
So these relationships are so sweet that their sweetness completely overpowers, completely covers the godhood qualities or potencies of Krishna.
所以这样的亲密的关系呢是如此的甜蜜，它完全就覆盖住了主的这个能量，主的力量。
So this is why Krishna appeared in the womb of Devaki and Vasudeva first, and then he went to Devaki, to Yashoda, because he wanted to show to the world this extraordinary dealings of so much affection between him and his devotees.
这就是为什么 Krishna 他先以这个 Devaki 和 Vasudeva 的儿子的身份出生，然后呢再进入这个Yashoda妈妈这个生出来的这个孩子的身体里，因为呢他想向世人证明他的出生呢是非常非常特别的。
So that's why the major portion of Srimad Bhagavatam deals with these relationships between Krishna and his devotees in Vrindavan.
因此呢也就是这个原因，这个圣典薄伽瓦谈的最主要的部分呢就是描述 Krishna 与他的这个 Vrindavan 的奉献者之间的亲密的关系。
And this is the essence of bhakti or devotional service.
这就是 bhakti 或者说奉爱服务的精华所在。
The essence of bhakti is prema.
奉爱服务的精华就是 prema。
Prema means pure love for Krishna.
Prema 的意思就是对 Krishna 的纯粹的爱。
Devoid of any symptoms of opulence or awe and reverence. Devoid of all that.
Devoid means...
Devoid, without.
就是不包含不理会所有主的富裕。
Opulence, awe and reverence.Completely devoid of that.
完全不理会主的富裕，还有对主的那种敬畏之心，没有那样的心态。
Because if there is awe and reverence, that affection and that dealing, those dealings cannot be very affectionate.
因为当你包含着这种崇敬的心态的时候呢，那样的关系呢，不可能是有很深厚的一种爱的，不可能很甜美的爱。
So in Vrindavan, all these opulences of Godhead, his great position, all this is covered by their extreme affection, by their sweetness of their loving dealings with Krishna.
I didn't catch. Sorry.
In Vrindavan, the opulences of God are completely covered by the affectionate dealings of the devotees for Krishna.
Yeah, I got it.那么在文达文呢 Krishna 的种种富裕呢完全被文达文的奉献者与 Krishna 的之间的这种深厚的爱的关系所覆盖了。
So this is the essence of the reason why Krishna appears in this material world in his original form.
这就是为什么 Krishna 以他原本的形象出现在这个物质世界的原因。
To relish his sweet dealings, these sweet pastimes with his most affectionate devotees.
他要来品尝与他最亲密的奉献者之间的那种爱的交流。
And by doing that, he wants to attract all conditioned souls to the beauty of these pastimes.
同时呢通过这样做呢他希望能够以他的这个甜美的活动事迹呢吸引所有受条件制约的灵魂。
And as a fact, when we read Krishna's pastimes, they are so sweet, so attractive.
事实如此，当我们阅读 Krishna 的逍遥时光的时候呢，我们感到他非常的有魅力，非常吸引人。
We don't pretend to have an intimate relationship with Krishna manifest so far.
当然我们没有去假装与 Krishna 拥有那种甜美的关系。
But we can certainly appreciate these dealings that Krishna has with his intimate devotees.
但是我们毫无疑问呢，我们可以欣赏 Krishna 与他复现者之间的那种甜美的爱。
In our position as we are now, we are required to worship Krishna in awe and reverence, always remembering ourselves that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and we are his menial servants.
那么在我们现在的情况呢，我们被教导呢，时刻以崇敬的心态呢去崇拜 Krishna， 他是至尊人格首身，而我们是他的永恒的仆人。
But by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and the previous Acharyas and Lord Chaitanya, we know that the relationships with Krishna, between Krishna and his devotees, his associates, is very intimate, very affectionate, and we can also be prepared one day to be part of these very affectionate dealings.
但是呢，依靠圣帕布帕德还有以前的伟大圣哲的仁慈呢，我们有机会能够了解到，还有主 Chaitanya 的仁慈，我们有机会了解到 Krishna 与他的亲密的奉献者之间有着那么深厚的一种爱的关系。同时呢，我们有一天也有可能进入到那种关系之中。
And we should actually have this aspiration, this desire. Yes, yes.I would love so much to develop this type of relationship with Krishna, so with so much affection, so much love.
那么实际上呢，我们确实应该培养这样的愿望，就是说，哦，是的，是的，我真的很想有机会能够培养起对 Krishna 那样的爱的关系。
Because certainly these dealings are very attractive.
因为这种关系呢是非常吸引人的。
And the main reason is because they give the most pleasure to Krishna.
那么这最主要的原因就是所有这些关系呢，它最能给 Krishna 带来快乐。
So whatever gives most pleasure to Krishna is also the most beneficial to us.
那么无论什么最让 Krishna 快乐的事情呢，就是最让我们就是我们对我们最有好处的事情。
So we don't pretend to have this affection for Krishna now, but we should aspire that by through our devotional service, one day we'll become attracted to Krishna in the same way as the inhabitants of Vrindavan are attracted to him.
所以呢，我们现在不需要假装已经拥有这种对 Krishna 的深爱的关系，但是呢，我们应该期待着。通过我们的奉爱服务，有一天我们也能够培养起像 Vrindavan 的奉献者那样对 Krishna 的那种非常深刻的爱。
You should have this aspiration, this desire to be connected with Krishna in this intimate relationship.
我们应该有这样的愿望，我们应该期待着自己总有一天能够建立，能够与 Krishna建立这一种非常亲密的深爱的关系。
That's why you read Srimad Bhagavatam.
这就是我们经常阅读圣典薄伽瓦坛的原因。
And especially the section of Krishna's pastimes as is described in Krishna book.
尤其是呢要阅读在这个 Krishna 的故事里面描述的有关 Krishna 的种种活动。
And when we celebrate pastimes like Janmashtami, we are given the opportunity to remind ourselves to read and speak about these very intimate pastimes between Krishna and his devotees in Vrindavan.
所以当我们在庆祝Krishna 的生日，像 Janmashtami 这样的节日的时候呢，我们就有机会呢提醒我们应该经常的阅读Krishna在 Vrindavan 与他的奉献者们之间的这种爱的交流。
Shri Krishna Janmashtami ki.
Jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai.
So, today, since you don't need to cook, you don't need to do so many things, you can either increase your chanting of japa or read together Krishna's pastimes as they are described in the Krishna book.
那么今天呢，因为我们不需要做饭了，那么我们可以，要么呢，我们可以多念诵圈数，要么呢，可以奉献者在一起来阅读这个 Krishna 的逍遥时光。
So spend all your time with the devotees today until late tonight if you can.
那么今天呢应该把所有的时间呢用来和奉献者待在一起一直到晚上子夜。如果你能够的话。
If you can stay until midnight, the best.
如果你能够坚持到半夜呢是最好的。
So, and take advantage to hear, to read about Krishna's pastimes.
利用这个机会呢很好的聆听阅读有关 Krishna 的逍遥时光。
And chant Hare Krishna, chant extra rounds.
多念几圈 Hare Krishna.
You can chant many more rounds today. We don't need to stop to do any cooking. You just concentrate on hearing and chanting about Krishna.
所以今天呢，你可以念很多很多圈，你不需要去做饭，你只要专注的聆听和唱诵、念诵 Hare Krishna。
And late in the evening, you can prepare some Ekadashi prasada to offer to Krishna, and you can take that in the evening when is the time to break the fast at midnight。
那么到了晚上的时候呢，如果你能够为 Krishna 做一些 Ekadashi 的供奉品的话呢？你就可以在半夜的时候吃一些。
So this is a day. Janmashtami is considered a mother of devotion. It's a day that we can increase our devotion for Krishna many times.
那么今天呢 ，Janmashtami 呢被认为是父爱服务中的这个日子，就像父爱服务之母一样，它能够很大的提高我们的这种父爱服务。
So you should take advantage to do that.
所以我们应该抓住这个时机。
Eliminate or stop. Do not pay attention to the needs of the body.
我们不要在乎身体的需求。
Or at least you diminish.
至少应该减弱降低身体的需求。
Don't eat. Don't drink. Don't need to cook and take and waste time with the body.
不需要吃，不要喝，也不要浪费时间去做饭。
And if you can, you don't even need to sleep tonight. Stay awake until tomorrow.
如果你可以的话呢，你甚至可以今天晚上都不要睡觉，一直保持到明天。
And tomorrow you celebrate Srila Prabhupada's Vyasa Puja if you can.
那么如果到了明天你可以的话呢就继续庆祝圣帕布帕德的生日显现日。
If your activity, material activity does not allow you to have a celebration, at least you should celebrate in your heart.
那么如果你的物质条件使你不能够继续庆祝的话呢你至少要在心中去庆祝。
And think, meditate about Srila Prabhupada and his extraordinary mercy that his kindness to come to the material world and to all around the world to distribute this mercy of Krishna.
我们应该想着冥想着帕布帕德的仁慈他如何来到这个物质世界把 Krishna 的讯息传遍到全世界。
Everywhere in the world now, everybody knows about Hare Krishna.
现在呢，全世界的人们都知道 Hare Krishna 了。
Because Srila Prabhupada took that task very seriously, that task of giving Krishna to everybody in every corner of the world.
因为圣帕布帕德承担起了这个非常伟大的任务，把 Krishna 传播给全世界的人们。
So tomorrow is also a very special day.
所以明天也是一个非常特殊的日子。
A day to meditate on the activities, the pastimes of a pure devotee of Krishna.
那么那天明天呢，就是我们冥想 Krishna 的纯粹奉献者的逍遥时光。
A very extraordinary devotee of Krishna.
这是一个 Krishna 的非常特别的奉献者。
You can read the poems that Srila Prabhupada wrote when we arrived in the United States.
我们可以念那个诗节，就是当帕布帕德到达美国的时候所做的那首诗。
Maybe if somebody has them in Chinese, you could put on a chat window.
如果谁有中文的话，把它打上来。Yes.
Very, very, very beautiful prayers.
那个祷文呢，非常的，非常的。
Because those prayers, Those prayers show how Srila Prabhupada had a very intimate relationship with Krishna.
因为这些祷告呢，展示出了 Krishna, 展示出了圣帕布帕与 Krishna 之间的非常亲密无间的关系。
And that's why Srila Prabhupada was so eager to give Krishna to everyone.
因此呢，圣帕布帕德如此渴望的要把 Krishna 带给所有的人。
Because he had Krishna in his heart.
因为 Krishna 就在他的心中。
Only if you have Krishna, you can give Krishna to others.
你只有在心中有 Krishna, 你才能把 Krishna 给别人。
So Srila Prabhupada was very expert to give Krishna to others.
所以圣帕布帕德非常擅长于把 Krishna 给别人。
It is because of Srila Prabhupada's kindness that we can all participate in Krishna Janmashtami today.
完全是因为圣帕布帕德的仁慈呢，我们今天能够来庆祝这个 Krishna 的生日 Janmashtami。
Okay, if there is any question or comments, we can do it now.
如果看大家有没有什么问题或者补充。Wait a second.Is this the prayer Prabhupada wrote?
Yes, wait a second.
等一等，我前两天看到有奉献者把它转在这个群里面了。
There are some prayers that Srila Prabhupada wrote when he was on the board of the ship.
那么还有一些祷告是。
Krishna Taba Punya Habe Bhai.He punya koribe jabe radharani kushi habe. There are some prayers that Srila Prabhupada wrote on the 13th of September 1965 in the boat Jaladuta.
那么 这些祷文呢是帕布帕德在加拉杜塔号那个货轮上写的这些祷文。
So this is our sum, and there are other prayers that Prabhupada wrote in Boston when he arrived.
那么另外还有一些祷文呢，是帕布帕德到达这个美国的波士顿之后写的祷文。
And these are the best, very important. I don't have.
这些是非常非常重要的。We got some question.
I have here in English.
Okay, 他说有英文的。
But in English.Of course,
yeah,
it's okay.
Here is in Chinese.
You have?
Yes, okay. Devotee already put on Windows here. Very long.
Very long, yes.
Should I read it?
Yes. Yes, please.
Okay. In Chinese, huh?
Okay, let's see. Is the one who starts, My dear Krishna, you are so kind upon these useless souls, but I do not know why you have brought me here.Now you can do whatever you like with me.
Yeah.
Is that one?
Yes.
I guess you have got some business here. Otherwise, why you call me here to this demonic country?
Yeah.
Okay, read them. This is a very beautiful one.
我亲爱的 Krishna, 你对这个一无是处的灵魂是这样的仁慈，但我并不知道为什么你要把我带到这里来。如今 你这样做一定是有意义的，否则为什么要把我带来这可怕的地方呢？这里大部分的人都被愚昧及情欲两种物质属性蒙蔽，沉湎于物质生活中，他们以为自己很快乐满足，因此他们对 Krishna 超然的信息毫不感兴趣。我不知道他们怎么才能够明白这信息，可是我知道在你无缘的恩慈底下无事不成，因为你是伟大的玄秘。他们怎么会明白奉献者，他们怎么会明白奉献服务的道路呢？主啊，我就只祈求你的仁慈，好使我能够使他们明白你的信息。这生物都受假象的能量支配，因此假如你喜欢，在你的意愿底下，他们便能从假象的枷锁中解脱出来。但愿你会拯救他们，因此倘若救赎他们是你的意愿，也只有是你的意愿，他们才会明白你的信息。我又怎能使他们明白 Krishna 意识的信息呢？我是这样的不幸、欠缺资格、最堕落的灵魂，因此我祈求你的祝福，让我可以使他们明白，因为如果单靠自己，我没有能力。主啊，不知何故你把我带到这里来讲述有关你的大能，如今我的主啊，成功或失败就只凭你，只凭你的意愿。众生的灵魂导师啊，我就只能重复你说的，如果你喜欢，就让我说的话他们能够听得懂。只有凭着你无缘的恩慈，我的话语才会变得纯净。我肯定当这超然的信息走进他们的心里，他们会感到快乐，从物质存在的依附中解脱出来。主啊，我就像一个在你手中的扯线木偶，所以你如果带我到这里是要我跳舞，这样就是我手舞足蹈。主啊，你要我怎样我便怎样舞吧。我全无奉献，全无爱心，也没有任何知识，但我对主 Krishna 的圣名有坚定信念。人们受我 Bhaktivedanta 荣衔。现在如果你愿意，便使我名副其实吧。最不幸的一无所知的乞丐 AC Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada 1965年9月18日水兵号货轮停泊于美国麻省波士顿联邦码头的一天。Okay, we got some question.
Got some in English. You can read the English also. For those who cannot read the Chinese, you can.
Ah, 前面, there was a question. Yeah, from CB. Important question. Wait a second. CB. Wait a minute. 等一下我再找一下。CB asked, today should we cook normal feast to Krishna, then we only eat Ekadasi food?
We cook Ekadasi food to Krishna.
不是的，今天我们也只为 Krishna 做 Ekadasi 餐。
Of course, if you have time and there are devotees, they can offer other things, but they have to be sure that they can eat only tomorrow the other preparations. Yes, certainly you can cook other preparations, but you cannot eat today.
是的，是的。如果你有时间呢，你可以做其他的食物，但是呢，今天不能吃。
You can eat them tomorrow.
你可以留到明天吃。But can today offer today?
Yes, certainly. You should offer 108 preparations at least.
是的，要供奉给 Krishna， 今天至少要做108道菜。
In many temples, they offer 1,008.
那么在很多神庙里面呢，他们都要供奉1,008道菜。
So if you can offer this much, it's good.
所以如果你也能够供那么多，那最好了。
I remember sometimes in China we cook more than 60 offerings.
还记得我们曾经在中国呢，我们也曾有做过大餐，有做过超过60几道菜。
Okay, other question.
Next question. Gopi Krishna's question.Where is it? Okay, Gopi Krishna asks here, what is the significance that Krishna takes birth in a prison? Why Krishna arranged Mahamaya to take birth before him? And what is the relation between Yoga Maya and Mahamaya? Is Mahamaya an expansion of Yoga Maya? Okay. 他的问题就是 Gopi Krishna 问的问题就是
There's many questions there.
Yeah. I can put together and then you can answer one by one, okay. 他的问题有三个连在一起，就是说为什么 Krishna 要特别安排出生在监狱里面，这个有什么特别的地方吗？还有为什么 Krishna要安排这个 Mahamaya 在他之前出生然后Mahamaya 和这个 Yoga Maya 之间的关系是什么，那个 Mahamaya 是不是 Yoga Maya 的一个扩展。 Yeah, what's the significance
of Krishna's taking birth in the prison house
Yes.
I don't know exactly. I never read and never heard exactly why he wanted to take birth in that condition.
我没有阅读过任何相关的文章有解释为什么 Krishna 要投身在监狱里面。
The next part.
下一个问题就是Why Krishna arranged Mahamaya to take birth before him?
Mahamaya took birth at the same time.
实际上这个 Mahamaya 和他是在同时出生的。
Mahamaya is the little baby girl that was born with Krishna, twins.
那个 Mahamaya 就是亚苏达妈妈生出来的那个双生子、双胞胎那个女孩子。
Is the Krishna's sister.
她是 Krishna 的妹妹。
Here is Krishna's sister.
Krishna 的妹妹。然后 What's the relationship between Yoga Maya and Mahamaya? Is Mahamaya an expansion of Yoga Maya?
Yeah, it's the same potency, but Mahamaya is manifested in the material world.
是的 ,Yoga Maya 和 Mahamaya 呢是同样的能量，但是这个Mahamaya 呢它是在物质世界里面显现的。
In the spiritual world, Yoga Maya covers the consciousness of the associates of Krishna, so they are not aware that Krishna is God. Whereas Maya,
在灵性世界呢，这个 Yoga Maya 呢，它把这个Krishna 的纯粹奉献者的意识覆盖住。让他们不知道 Krishna 就是神本人。
So it makes them forgetful of Krishna's position.
他让这个奉献者忘记神的这个地位， Krishna 的地位。
Mahamaya in the material world makes people ignorant of the existence of Krishna.
但是呢这个 Mahamaya 呢它是在物质世界里面。它让人们呢处于蒙蔽的状态，意识不到 Krishna 的存在。
So they can try to enjoy material existence.
只有这样呢，他们才能够 努力地去享受物质的存在。
But it's the same potency.
但是这是同样的能量。
Acts in different ways.
它是以不同的方式 来运作。
So when it's acting in the material world, it's called Mahamaya to create a material illusion.
那么当这个能量在物质显现的时候呢，它就被称为 Mahamaya， 它会给人带来物质的迷幻。
But when he's acting in Krishna's pastimes, he's Yoga Maya.
当他在 Krishna 的逍遥时光中运作的时候呢，就被称为 Yoga Maya.
See, like this, transferring Balarama from the womb of Devaki to the womb of Rohini, this is Yoga Maya.
比如说，把这个 Balarama 从 Devaki 的子宫中转移到他的那个 Rohini 的子宫中，这是 Yoga Maya 的活动。
So yeah, this potency of Krishna, it took birth at the same time as Krishna, as the children of Yashoda.
所以这个能量呢， Krishna 它是 Krishna 的能量。那么当 Krishna， Yashoda 妈妈生 Krishna 的时候呢，这个能量也同时出生。
Then he was given to Devaki.
然后这个能量这个 Yoga Maya 呢，就被这个 Mahamaya 呢，就被送到 Devaki 那边去了。
So yeah, Kamsa, the next day you wanted to kill that baby, even though it was a baby girl.
然后第二天呢，当 Kamsa 想过来杀掉这个孩子的时候呢，他虽然看到是一个女孩子呢，但是 Kamsa 还是要想把她杀掉。
And he took the child and he wanted to throw against the ground.
然后呢，他把这个孩子抓起来，就狠狠地想往地上摔。
But the child.Escape from his hands and manifest in the sky in a form with eight arms like Durga.
但是这个孩子呢，从他的手中脱开，挣脱开，然后突然呢就跳跃到空中，展示出他这个八个手臂的这个 Durga 女神，就是卡利女神的形象。
So there he explains that she explains the different names.By which she would be known in the material world.
那么他这里解释了有不同的名字，我们应该要了解的。这个 Mahamaya.
Yeah, she mentioned the names.
这边也他这里他提到了名字。
See if I can find.I think is in the pastime in Krishna book.
我想是在 Krishna 故事里面。
Krishna book I think is in the birth of Lord Krishna, the chapter birth of Lord Krishna.
在 Krishna 的显现这个章节里。
No, I think Kamsa begins his persecutions.Okay, I think I'm there. Kamsa begins his persecution. Chapter 4 of Krishna book.
第四章 Kamsa 展开残酷的迫害。
Okay. So Kamsa was so cruel. Okay. He attempted to throw the baby against the ground. And the baby slipped out of his hands and he went to the sky and appeared in eight arms of...as the younger sister of Vishnu.
那么这Kamsa 呢，他非常的残酷，他想把这个女婴呢狠狠地摔在地上摔死，但这个女婴呢就从他手中滑脱出来，就是跳跃在空中呢，展示出这个八臂的形象，她就是 Vishnu 的妹妹。
So she has eight arms. This was actually, Prabhupada said, seeing the appearance of the child, it was actually the goddess Durga. All the demigods became...presented very offerings.
那么这里帕乌帕德书上写到，看到这个孩子后，括号他实际上是多尔嘎女神，各个星球上的半神人纷纷向他献上礼物，并致以恭恭敬敬的祈祷。
So then this Durga would become known in this material world by many names. One of the names is Mahamaya.
所以这个 Durga 呢，在物质世界里面有很多的名字，其中一个名字就是 Mahamaya。
So that sister of Krishna is Subhadra.
那么还有一个 Krishna 的一个妹妹叫 Subhadra。
She's her name. Then later on she appears in Dwarka pastimes. Subhadra is there.
那后来呢，在 Krishna 从事上演在 Dwarka 的逍遥时光的时候呢，这个妹妹她以 Subhadra 的形象显现。
That's Krishna's sister. That is Yogamaya or Durga.
所以她就是 Krishna 的妹妹，她也是 Yogamaya， 也是 Durga。And also Kali.
Kali is a manifestation of her. Is a manifestation of Mahamaya. Yes. Is another manifestation. The same potency. Yes.
那我刚才说这个卡利啊，也是Mahamaya的另外一个展示，是同样的能量。
This is Krishna's most prominent potency.
这是 Krishna 的最主要的几个力量，这个能量。
So in the spiritual world is there to assist in his pastimes. In the material world is there to create an illusion to the living entities so they can identify themselves with their material existence.
那么在灵性世界呢，这个能量呢就帮助 Krishna 来从事种种的灵性活动。在物质世界呢，这个力量就会让众生受到迷惑，让他们误以为自己就是这个物质的身体。
Is it clear?
清楚了吗？
Yes. But why she appear in a jail? I don't know why Krishna appear in a jail. I don't know the significance. I never read. Certainly there must be an explanation to that. But I don't remember having heard it or read it.
关于为什么他一定会出生，他要选择出生在监狱里面，那么肯定也是有他的含义的。只是说我没有阅读到过相关的这个解释，我不是很清楚。
Next question.
对，下一个问题。Shiva Singha asked, Krishna 的眼睛、耳朵等感官的功能是通用的，眼睛也可以听，耳朵也能看。在灵性世界，个体灵魂的感官是否也是这样，各种感官的功能可以互换呢？ His question is that, since Krishna's sense, his ear and his eyes and ears, they have a multifunction. For example, the ear can also see, and his eyes also can hear. So his question is that, in spiritual world, does all the spiritual soul has the same function like Krishna? They also can use ear to see. 是的，
yes.
是的，在灵性世界，这个个体灵魂也有同样的功能。
Next question.
下一个问题。Already got, 好。好。好的，我不知道。好，我打开你发给我。Sorry. 好好好。我看一下啊 ,CB 的。好。接下来108。阿叔说今天不用做饭，难道神像不要吃吗？难道今天不用开神坛吗？直到子夜。So, Asu, you say today we no need to cook, but is that means the deity also no need to eat?
You only cook in the evening. Yes, you cook in the evening. Of course, if you have a deity with some standard that you have to cook in the morning, evening, a different offering the day, you have to do.If you don't have that standard, then you shall only cook in the evening for the offering of Janmashtami.
Okay. 阿叔的意思就是说，如果你有在家有崇拜、有神像崇拜、有正式仪式的话呢，你应该按照常规去做饭。但是如果没有那样的话呢，你可以到子夜的时候再做一餐，在那个时候供奉。Okay.
Next
question. Achyutananda does ask.请问 Krishna 和 Balarama 是同岁吗？ Please, I want to ask, does Krishna and Balarama in the same age?
About the same age. Some places they say that Balarama is 1 year older. Some places say Balarama is just 7 days older.
他们应该是同大约是同龄吧，因为有的地方说 Balarama 会比他大一年或大三岁，或有的地方说呢他只是比他大七天而已。
When was the name ceremony given to Krishna, Balarama also received the name at the same time.
因为呢在 Krishna 得到赐予名字的那个集市的时候呢，当时呢同样也是 Balarama 得到名字的时候。
This is very shortly after birth. Usually the name giving ceremony is done after a very short time after birth.
那么通常这个韦达习惯就是这孩子生出来不久呢就应该给他命名。
Also there is a description that they were starting moving on four legs, you know, with the arms and the knees together. So means...In order to do that means that Balarama was practically the same age as Krishna.
同样呢经典里面还有描述他们都用手在地上爬，两个人同时在地上爬。那么要做到这一点呢就说明至少这个 Balarama 和 Krishna 呢他应该是同龄的。
If Balarama was 1 year older, then Balarama could already walk when Krishna started moving on four legs.
如果说 Balarama 比 Krishna 要大一岁的话，那么当 Krishna 爬着的时候呢， Balarama 可能就已经站起来走路了。
So it seems to indicate that the Balarama is just seven days older than Krishna.
所以从这些迹象表明呢，Balarama 可能也仅仅是比 Krishna 大七天。
Any other question?
Next question, my Raymond.请问阿叔，我今天进食，但是家里人很不同意，他们在指责我，请问这样是冒犯吗？ Please, actually I want to ask, because I fast today, my family, they don't agree with me, now they are criticizing me. I want to ask if their criticize is a kind of offenses?
Are they devotees?
I guess not.
They are not devotees. They don't know. If they don't know, they are not committing any offense.
他们不是奉献者，他们不知道你在做什么，这不算冒犯。
It's just ignorance.
他们只是出于愚昧之中而已。
So just yes, you have to give a very acceptable excuse that you're feeling sick and you prefer not to eat today. It's better for your stomach, something like that.
你应该给他们一个解释，比如说找些借口说我今天不舒服啊，我今天不想吃等等。
And the best thing you can do if you can is to leave home and go and associate with devotees.
当然你能够做的最好的就是你应该离开家，最好就是和奉献者联谊。
Just tell you're going to spend some time with some friends and it's okay.
你就跟他们说我要和其他的朋友聚会。然后他们待在一起，这样就可以了。
It's Sunday today.
今天是星期天。Okay.
Next.
Next question. We already answered that. The Krishna's sister is Subhadra. Next question. Mary. 主 Krishna 是万能的，为什么他允许 Kansa?杀死 Devaki 的七个孩子，是 Krishna 安排的，还是他们的业报？ So question is that since we say Krishna is mighty, almighty, everything he can do, why he allow Kamsa kill the seven sons of Devaki? And is that Krishna's arrangement or is due to their karma?
Yeah, there is a story about that.
是的，这里有一个典故。
I don't remember all the details.
我记不起详情了。
So I may tell you next time.
下次会告诉大家。
But they were killed. They represent seven types of faults.
那么这七个孩子呢？他们其实实际上是代表了七种错误。
So that they would have to be eliminated in order for Krishna to appear.
所以为了 为了期待 Krishna 的显现呢，这七个缺点呢必须消除掉。
So, I have to make some research and I'll try to remember for next time.
那么我会查找一下资料，下一次的时候会告诉大家。There's no more question.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay. So, take advantage of this day is opportunity to increase your devotion. More chanting, more hearing about Krishna.
所以我们应该很好的利用今天，这是你提高奉爱服务的一个很好的日子。你要多念诵，多阅读。
Have a very nice Janmashtami. Remember Krishna very nicely all day long.
好好的过这个 Janmashtami 节日，全天要记住 Krishna.
So today's Sunday is a very good opportunity. Like the devotees like this can get together.
对，今天是星期天，非常好。这样的话，奉献者刚好可以聚会。
Jai Shri Krishna Janmashtami Ki Jai
Jai
Srila Prabhupada Vyasa Puja Ki Jai
Jai
Nittai Gaura Premanandi
Hare
Pranya Puyu Jai Hweda Fansenza
Hare Krishna
Shri Guru Shri Guranga Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai